Scene 14.
While the four of us fall asleep after their exhausting night, somewhere else in the woods, Titania is still hypnotized by the donkey's charms.
I'll kiss your big, beautiful ears, my gentle darling. Who's Titania's sweet little puppet? Come over here and lay down next to me while I caress those lovable cheeks until you fall asleep. Oh, how I love you. I'm so crazy about you.
I'll undo the spell that makes her vision so disgustingly wrong. When you wake up, be like you used to be, and see like you used to see. Wake up!
Oberon, I had such a strange dream. I dreamt I was in love with an ass.
Oh, there's your boyfriend sleeping right over there.
Ow! How did this happen? Oh, please, don't look at me! I'm so ashamed right now.
Don't be. You are as beautiful and magnificent as you have always been. Let me see you vulnerable and fragile like you are now. You don't have to be perfect and flawless all the time.
How could I allow me, myself, that? Oberon! I'm responsible for this forest, for these animals, and the fairies, for the wind and the...
Just as I am, Titania. Let me help you. Let me share this burden with you. Trust me more. We have been doing this together for centuries. Now, let's do it with joy and trust in each other. Now that you and I are friends again, we can bless the lovers that spend the nights in our forest. They will get married and live happily ever after.
I don't know these lovers. I was too busy loving a donkey.
Come on, my dear Titania. I'll tell you all about it on the way to our caves. Morning arrives finally, and the lovers wake up.